The semi-annual hazardous waste cleanup takes place Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at Canyon's parking lot near the Cabriolet. Inza Riepen of Recycle Utah says they make it as quick and easy as they can for residents to get rid of their hazardous waste.
And that's basically anything that has to do with cleaning and with cars and with painting. A lot of the stuff that we use is toxic. We are trying to enable you to drop it off in one location so that our water is safe, because we live in an area where surface contamination happens daily and it does affect our water quality. So we really would like to encourage you to come out this Saturday, 9 to noon. You don't need to get out of your car, put everything in your trunk. We have terrific volunteers from the Sunrise Rotary Club.
Riepen says it's a one-stop shopping for many materials you may have been storing in your garage, not knowing what to do with. They become a fire hazard if they stay in your garage, but will be disposed of properly if you bring them to the waste disposal.
So you can get rid of your electronic waste, of your hazardous waste, of your medical waste. And what's unique about this collection is that we will accept any amount, no questions asked. You can leave them in the containers. They will all get incinerated. Don't worry about your names on there. You will hand them either to me and I will hand them to the sheriff deputy, or you hand it to them directly. So it will all be incinerated.
It's also time to clean out your medicine cabinets for old medications, which they'll also accept. In addition, while it's not hazardous, they'll accept old snow sports equipment that might not sell at thrift stores or ski swaps.
Yes. Now, a lot of these items are accepted elsewhere on a daily basis. For example, you can bring us at Recycle Utah your snow sports equipment any time of the week. You can, as a resident, drop off your hazardous waste at the landfill. They're open daily except for Sundays. And you can certainly every day, 24/7, get rid of all of your meds at the Park City police station or the sheriff's office. But we will accept more.
Also, all electronic waste is accepted.
So if you have a battery, a cell phone, or a computer, you can drop it off that day.
If you're a business, you can bring hazardous waste for a fee from noon to 1 p.m. An appointment must be made.
You can call me and we can talk through it as to what you have. Yes, you will have to pay Veolia, the collection agency, for your waste. I can send you the cost sheet. So contact me at Recycle Utah.
That's Inza Riepen of Recycle Utah. If you have questions about what you can bring, call Recycle Utah at 649-9698. The waste disposal, she says, is a very organized event. Don't come late or your material won't be accepted. Volunteers are staffed by Sunrise Rotary, Park City Fire District, Recycle Utah, and Stantec. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.